This is hunting boundaries and equipment. It is also a decision.
Number. Yep. Okay, so as Chair Carpenter just said, this is related to hunting boundaries. Oh. That wasn't the right one. I'll get us there. I just know the way I do it. I didn't know the shortcut button. So hunting boundaries and archery requirements. So in March, we proposed adjusting the boundary of Elk Area 6054 to reduce the area it covers, with the goal of focusing harvest in areas where elk conflict is the greatest. And so the dark dash line is indicating the current boundary, and the red would be proposed. And so it cuts that elk area in half. Most of our damage issues are down in that southern part of the GMU, and so we're just trying to focus the harvest down there rather than letting hunters go pursue elk in areas where we don't really have damage issues. We proposed adjusting GMU 485, which is the Green River boundary, to align with the controlled access portion of the City of Tacoma Green River watershed. We proposed adjustment would alleviate trespass and hunting enforcement issues, but it also necessitates changes to boundary language for neighboring GMUs, which are 454, 466, and 653. And these changes, again, are highlighted. The black, dark hashed line is the current boundary. The red is the proposed. And the red just aligns with where the folks have actually went out and put up the signs on all the trees. It's a very minor adjustment. Additional recommendations related to special closures and firearm restriction areas for included clarification related to language in firearm restriction areas. The first one was firearm restrictions in portions of Gray Harbor and Pacific counties only apply during modern firearm, general, deer, and elk seasons, and that the Key Peninsula and Long Branch Peninsula and Pierce County refer to the same place. With that, I'll take any questions.
Are there any questions from the commission? Okay. This is also a decision, Commissioner Thorburn.
I move to adopt WACS 220-410-040, 220-410-060.
Don't do the 070. Sorry. The archery requirements is next.
220-415-040 and 220-413-180 as presented.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. What did you, I just didn't hear what you said a moment ago.
So they're all.
I left it out. There was one. Oh. There was one rule that we'll adopt singly.
Thank you for the clarification. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
So I'll make a note that I've learned how to put these presentations together for the next time. So the last one in item number 11 was the archery requirements, which I believe you heard testimony this morning about. So we propose to eliminate minimum arrow weight restrictions. The current rule requires hunters to use an arrow that weighs 6 grains per pound of draw weight with a minimum weight of 300 grains. Washington is the only state that has a minimum arrow weight to draw weight ratio, and only one of 5 states that has a similar regulation of minimum overall weight of 300 grains. So with that, I'll take questions.
Yeah, so what was presented to us this morning was a safety issue, which was not discussed, really. So could you talk a little bit about that? You know, we sort of made a comparison to states, but the safety concern was not talked about. Can you respond to the testimony?
Right. So, real quick, the issue of whether faster or heavier is a highly debated topic that I don't know if it'll ever come to an end within the archery community. It's going to be split down the middle on that. As far as the industry recommendation of, you know, this bow should shoot, you know, to safely fire an arrow from this bow, you should have X amount of weight per, you know, foot of arrow length. Most of those are actually five. I think it's 5 grains per inch is what most of those industry standards are. But again, that isn't really a realm that we typically enter into in terms of using equipment safely. We don't have any, for example, we don't have any limitations on ammunition that's related to what a hunter might shoot out of their gun, but yet there are definitely going to be manufacturer recommendations about, you know, you shouldn't use this type of ammunition or whatever, but we don't carry that forward into our regulations. And so that's really a and those regulations for archery equipment are not the same for every bow and for every company. And so you're kind of entering a slippery slope if you try to carry that forward into our regulations. That's not really our purview to oversee that.
Well, so if I could just make an observation. My public health hat is on, and my master's actually was in injury prevention. I'm real interested in it. This is the kind of data that we public health nerds collect all the time. And if it's an issue, you know, that injuries are occurring, I would suggest it might be housed over in another agency.
Right.
And this,
right.
You know, you say it's an argument that's going on and on and on, but you know, answers to it might be there. I've never heard of bow arrows being a huge injury issue in an area that I'm very interested in, but you know, that data, those data may exist.
It's a very real thing, and it's a very ugly thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some of the photos, I would encourage you to go look, Google it.
Yeah, well, but I'm just saying, so this question of weight and...
Right. But you could take it a step further, too, and say, well, those manufacturers also say you should not shoot a wooden arrow out of a compound bow. But we don't carry that forward either. So it's just kind of within that kind of thinking that it's not really our level of oversight.
Okay. Mr. Graybell. Have we run this regulation by an advisory board or touch base with the archery groups to get their opinions on this or any feedback? I mean, we did hear from a traditional bow organization today, but I know there's others that are, I guess you'd say, non-traditional, that use the more compound modern bows and equipment.
I have to believe we didn't during this specific process. Was that?
Well, it was originally brought to us as a...
Right.
Resolution, so yeah.
Yeah, in July, did we reach out to... So this was originally brought up last summer for recommendation, and so I don't remember if we reached out to a broader group or not.
Yeah, we didn't reach out to a group during this process, but we did reach out to folks in the interim and did see that there was kind of a split on this, but then we researched what other states did and came to the conclusion that we probably are not going to please everybody because it's an argument of... The whole thing, you know, is it more weight? Is it more power? Are the two together? So what we came to the conclusion is that we would recommend this change and see what the public comment was. And we didn't really get a lot of folks. A lot of folks actually said this is great. And obviously manufacturers are going to have different, you know, tweaks to their equipment. We can't capture all of that in a whack. So
you pull back up the whack we're dealing with here.
I've got it.
Yep.
No, I can make the motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second on WAC 220-414-070.
So I so move.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say aye. Motion carries. Thank you.